This morning, the sun broke through the clouds in Armagh, where a crowd gathered for a moment tinged with sadness, the unveiling of a monument to the Armagh rail disaster of 1889. Designed by artist Rory Breslin, a bronze sculpture of a young girl commemorates what was the worst rail disaster in Europe at the time, in which 89 people lost their lives. Will Glendinning, Secretary of Armagh Railway Society, told me of what happened on that fateful day.
Well, 125 years ago, on this exact date, a Sunday school excursion was planned to leave Armagh to go to Warren Point. This would have been a day of great excitement for school children. The train was overloaded, the train pulled out of Armagh station, and the engine was not capable of pulling the load up a steep incline. The decision was made to split the train. The second half of the train ran back into an oncoming train, and the result was the death of 89 people and the injury of over 400. An event which was very important not only to Armagh, but very important to the history of railways, because it resulted in a change in legislation. And those regulations still control the safety on railways right across the world to this day. So what happened in Armagh not only had an effect locally, it has had effect right across the world.
In the years since, the memory of the disaster has faded somewhat, something that the Rail Society hopes will change with the unveiling of the monument. It was an emotional moment for many people when the statue was revealed.
To unveil this statue in its permanent home here in the Mall, Armagh. Thank you very much indeed.
It was incredible. Because we have been campaigning for this for a number of years now, recognising that there is a need for a sculpture. They will see a statue in bronze of a small girl standing with a bucket in her hand, setting off to go to the seaside. Her other hand is held up, but there is nobody holding it, so that she is therefore lost from her parents. And it is very poignant and very timeless.